We've had several doctors recording medical spots for us over the years, including Andrew Harrison and Geoffrey Ellis. But the one who did the most for us was David Ryland, GP in Todmorden for many years. He recorded many medical pieces for me and carried on after his retirement from his home in Mankinholes. He had a great sense of humour, and this is a typical piece he recorded for us in 2008 about Neville and Hilda.
David Ryland here. A funny-ish sort of story. I'd like to tell you about Neville and Hilda. That's not their names, and they don't live in Todd, and this is from a practice where I used to work. Neville was a 28-year-old, scrawny, unemployed, anxious man whose main interesting feature was incredibly strong body odour. His mother, Hilda, was in her 60s and a widow who lived with her son in a small terraced house. Their problem, and it was their problem, not just one of them, their problem was the incredibly dangerous rays from the ray gun which their next door neighbour had and was using to terrorise them, but more specifically their cats. As you know, the smaller the animal, the worse magic ray guns are. They found that they could put the aim of their malignant neighbour off by disorientating him when they were in the sitting room of their little house. And they achieved this by pointing their armchairs, one on each side of a blank wall, away from the fireplace, by taking up the carpets and nailing the carpets across the window, and by keeping the light out. They communicated by handwritten notes on pencil and paper and lighting a candle when they needed to read the note. These safety manoeuvres were enough, at least at first, to save the humans in the house. But as you know, cats are far more sensitive. And one cat was okay, provided that they kept it away from the side of the house nearest the neighbour during the day. At night, when the rays were much more powerful, it was necessary to keep both cats in the oven. They had an unused, you'll be pleased to hear, electric cooker, and they converted the oven for these cats so that one had the top rack and one had the bottom rack, and they had a little bowl for water on each rack. I won't tell you what was on the bottom of the oven, but there was plenty of it. The situation gradually got worse. Neville's BO got worse. The house was already a bit of a tip, but that got worse. And according to them, the rays were getting steadily more powerful. And at that point, Neville decided that the only thing that he could do was actually to kill his next-door neighbour. And he was found in his front garden, sitting in a tree, holding a small hand axe, waiting for the neighbour to come home from work. It wasn't as great a threat as you might think, because Neville had chosen a tree which was barely 5 foot tall and couldn't really hold him up, let alone hide him. And he did have a very well-known red and yellow anorak, which he was known for walking around the town in. So as a camouflage expert, he didn't really score too many points. But at that point, it was decided that Neville's condition had deteriorated to the point where we were justified in putting him into hospital against his will. So he was admitted to psychiatric hospital under a section order and treated there for 6 or 8 weeks. During that time, Hilda, the mother, eventually agreed to take tablets to settle her nerves, and we treated her with tablets, and she became much calmer. A few months later, both of them were rehoused with a community home that specialised in people with mental health problems. And certainly for the last 4 or 5 years that I knew them, they lived a very contented and, as far as I could see, peaceful life, untroubled by rays from their new neighbours. In schizophrenia, and both mother and son here had chronic paranoid schizophrenia. In schizophrenia, it's common to hold delusional beliefs and sometimes have hallucinations. But it's extremely rare for two schizophrenics to share the same set of bizarre beliefs. It is well recognized in the textbooks, plural, and it's known as folie à deux, madness of two. But that, in 1971, when I first saw them, was the first folie à deux that I've come across. I have actually seen three more since I came to Todd, but they were nothing like as interesting, and in any case, I couldn't tell you about them, could I?